Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. I'll never be Beast of Burden. There are people that would disagree with that. Hour number two of Crotopia. My name is Eddie Crow. You can call or you can text. Or you can email, or you can yell at me at social media. It's all available to you. The number to call or text is 866-391-1020. The email is kdkaradio.com. That is the Dollar Bank Instant Access email account. Facebook is Eddie Crow on KDK Radio or Crotopia. Twitter is Eddie Crow on KDK Radio or Crotopia. Instagram, which is really becoming possum-centric, and it's not planned. Instagram, look at Eddie Crow on KDK or Crotopia. Yeah, keep it simple as best I can. Get you caught up from the first hour. We didn't really have too much discussion about impeachment because why? When the dude in charge of the trial comes out and says, we're going to work with this side over here, why? Talked about Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old. She's the Time Person of the Year. I thought, didn't President Trump win that a couple years ago? Okay. All right. So it won't be like the Heismans where they get all the winners together around a couch to try and sell a truck. All right, I got you. Although, if it was a truck, I'm sure it would be a fuel-efficient or electric truck. Otherwise, Greta wouldn't be involved in it. Now, as far as Greta getting slagged, if you're in the public eye, you are going to get slagged, and it's not fair, but it is reality. As far as her dealing with it, my money's on her. As somebody that knows a little bit about autism spectrum stuff and a little bit about the Asperger stuff, from a bunch of different angles, by the way, yeah, my money's on her if it comes down to that. 866-391-1020. I also told you about the guy that stole $88,000 from a bank vault because his job allowed him access to it. And he posted pictures of him holding wads of cash up on the internet. Dude, think for a minute. And this text is West Virginia. Is it should I break up? Well, I'm not going to read that. It's funny. I'm not going to read that. Right before the break, I told you about the number one question posed to another machine from a human being. Nobody's startled by that, are they? That doesn't just scare the bejesus out of you? We're asking advice from a piece of plastic that was built in a foreign country. Complete with software from a foreign country. People are asking Google out loud with their, look, man, this is simple. If I'm not capable of getting up and turning the television on myself, then God's telling me quit watching TV. People are asking Google for advice on major life decisions. The number one question in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, should I break up with my boyfriend? Yes, and I say that not knowing you, but if you're basing a life decision like that on what a machine tells you back, you leaving him might be doing him a favor. You might be helping out everyone. If you think, Alexa, would you date him? It might be a red flag for him to run away. In Alabama, diet. Should I diet? in Indiana? Diet. Should I diet? That's the number one question posed to Google in that state. And then in the most Kentucky thing you could get from a state, excuse me, a commonwealth, the number one question in Kentucky is not should I diet, it's should I fast? All right, just to be clear, you're putting a kind of a religious tone on the notion of asking a machine what you should do with your life, right on. At some point, if that crystal in your hand starts blinking, don't worry about it. The number one question asked in California of Google, should I shave my head? Again, not knowing you, but I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead. In Idaho, the number one question, they went with the tried and true response of Alaska. Idaho, should I drink? And I'm going the opposite way with this. If you're sitting there and you're not going to drink unless the machine tells you to, you're looking for an excuse. Go ahead and make the ownership commitment to it. Just go ahead. And this is either brilliant or horrific, or probably both. North Dakota and South Dakota, both the question was, should I drink? In Minnesota, right next door, the number one question posed is, should I care? I don't know if that's a reference to the Who song or, you know, the crushing reality that you just looked up and realized you live in Minnesota. A lot of should I diet? Should I fast? Yes. Yes, you should. Second year in a row, All Home Connections is the people that put this together. They put data from Google Trends to see each top search on Google. Should I move? Should I break up with my boyfriend? Should I shave my head? Should I drink? You're asking. PA is the top state for singles. Did you know that? So if you're asking, should you break up your boyfriend with your boyfriend? Sure, other options. Alabama, Louisiana, and Missouri, should we diet? Well, you have some of the highest obesity rates in the country, so yeah, give her a runner back. Idaho, Alaska, North Dakota, Vermont, should I drink? What are you doing? You're searching. You're smacking people on the butt that you don't know. What are you doing? I don't know if you've seen the video. I saw the video and the first thing I thought was, dude, you're going to jail. There was a news reporter on the side of the road reporting there was a running event going on. This happened in Savannah, Georgia. A guy named Thomas Calloway is running by, and a reporter standing on the side of the road doing the, look, the runners are running by bit, right? Her name is Alex Bozargian, and he runs by. And do I have to say allegedly? Because we've all seen the video. He smacks her and grabs her. She described it as a smack and grab. And she's ticked off and he's charged. We'll run down the list of just how many things they can throw at you if you're a dumbass. That's next. Grab a pencil. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020. It's KDKA. I just soon it snow and get done with it and quit messing with me. Hour number two of Crotopia, it trying like crazy to almost snow. But the rain and drizzle and cold, and yeah, just go ahead and snow. It might tonight. Cloudy, a few showers or flurries. Laurels can get a little bit. Low tonight, 31. Flurries in the morning. Just go ahead. Like Eli Wallach said, if you're going to snow, don't talk. Tomorrow, chance of snow towards dawn, tomorrow night, and then Monday, some snow in the morning, and And then a coating of ice. There, that's way better. High 37. If you'd like to call, it's 866-391-1020. Well, even if you don't want to call, the number's the same. That number's the same if you want to text. Also, talking about Greta Thunberg and autism and going back and forth with the president and the first lady, who said bullying's bad, except in this one case, because that child's really off-putting, I guess. And the president's re-election campaign doing a Photoshop, putting his head on her body. And that's not even the most offensive part. The most offensive part is it was if you turned that Photoshop job in at CCAC, it'd get a B minus. That's the part that absolutely drove me nuts. And then the idiot, forgive me, but if you live in a world that I live in, it's very clear. It's been very clear my whole life, but for some people, they're catching on a little bit later, catching on slow, still catching on. But it's been clear for a long time. If you jog by a total stranger, you don't smack them in the anything. Thomas Calloway is the runner that on live TV runs by a reporter. She's doing the sideline, here come the runner bit, right? Her name is Alex Bozargian. He is accused of smacking her on the backside. She described it as a smack and grab. It's on video. It's clear. She has hired Gloria Allred. Dude, you're toast. You're toast. It's a sexual battery complaint. Where's your brain? You can't touch people that you don't know and smack them. And smack them on the buttocks, Forrest. That's sexual battery. He's under arrest. He is a... among other things, a creep, but he is a scout leader, so you got that going for you. Where's your brain? I said this, prison isn't necessarily got bad people in it. A lot of guys that are in prison aren't bad people. They're dumber than a box of rocks. And they don't get it. And there's an impulse issue. And there's a not grasping consequences to your actions. Those kind of issues are absolutely going on with almost everyone in prison. But the majority of people in prison aren't bad. They're just ungodly stupid. This guy, ta-da! I don't think necessarily you're a bad guy, but you're ungodly stupid. So much so that your stupidity has now messed with somebody else. And remember the rule? If your stupidity only jacks up your life, right on, live large. But when your stupidity starts affecting other people's lives, particularly if it's a woman and it's a buttocks and it's on live TV, you're going to get locked up. Where's your brain? Steal $88,000 from a vault and post the pictures of it. Where's your brain? I don't think he was necessarily a bad guy. Eddie, how does the machine answer? Here's how it works. If you go online and you go to Google, which is, you know, my first stop when it comes to deep emotional answers. Well, you know, Tinder was messed up. And ask the question, should I, whatever it is, Google will give you information to sort it out. And the way it works, because I did it, I typed it in, should I break up with my boyfriend? Here's what you get. You get a quiz from Cosmopolitan. Jeez. You get a quiz from eHarmony. You get a quiz. Just tell me whether or not I should break up. I don't want to have to study for an exam. You get a four-question quiz. There you go. Straight to the point. If you got to ask 30 questions to decide whether or not to break up with somebody, you're putting too much into it. And should I break up with my boyfriend? Four questions to ask yourself. I got to see what the questions are, clearly. I mean, I'm on the fence. Should I break up with my boyfriend? Number one, are you experiencing growing pains? I hated that show. Number two, have you talked openly and honestly about your problems? No. Who in God's name talks openly and honestly about their problems in a relationship? That's the quickest way to kill it. Honey, I have issues. What are they? A, B, C, and D. Bye. Have you talked openly and honestly about your problems? No. Moving to Alaska, ask the thing, should I drink? Are you expecting too much from your partner? Will you regret it? Those are the questions to ask. There you go. I'll save you a trip to Google. That's the number one question typed into Google in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The most Googled should I question, state by state, PA, should I break up with my boyfriend? New York State, should I lease? This thing tells me so much about these states that I already kind of suspected. You know, when I see Kansas drink, that's probably my first question. There's a whole lot of diet. The more theological regions, they get into fasting, but West Virginia, the number one should I question? Move, should I move? North Carolina and South Carolina, the number one question, should I move? This is depressing. The number one question we have state by state is absolutely depressing. Move, drink, quit my job, care, more drink, should I text them? Should I break up with my boyfriend? Should I move? Should I diet? Or should I fast? Which, you know, that's when you diet, but you pray a lot with it. Florida, should I join the military? All of the East Coast, the question is, should I care or should I lease? So what I think that means is, for you to care, you need to go ahead and lease. Idaho, Alaska, North Dakota, Vermont, drink. PA is the top state for singles. California, the number one question, should I shave my head? Yeah. Go for it. District of Columbia, should I care? Arkansas, again, these things so semi-capture the vibe of the place. What's the number one question posed to Google in the state of Arkansas? Ready? Should I get a flu shot? 866-391-1020. Illinois. God bless Illinois for going completely off the board. Illinois, the number one question, should I take probiotics? Way to thank you, Illinois. I mean, I've been there and there ain't much there, but you just provided a sensible question to a machine. KDK Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. I heard Santa Claus and his old lady driving. And you're saying, what in God's name is that? Well, that song you just heard, it makes me think of Cheech and Chong because it was used in a Cheech and Chong movie. And it's the holidays, and I was driving the width of Ohio. And while I was driving the width of Ohio, yeah, I know, while I was doing that, I heard some radio station, they played Santa Claus and his old lady. And that made me happy. And most of the time driving in Ohio, I'm not. It wasn't bad this time. I did not leave the state angrier or dumber than entering the state. And that's not always the case, so I'm going to take it as a win. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to call. You want to talk about the impeachment? We can. Here's the trip. Tomorrow, I'm on the air. The arguing comes back Monday and everything gets wound up again so we can get to it. The reality is Mitch McConnell went on television and said, we're going to make sure everything lines up with what the administration says, which is pretty much the same as the foreman of a jury saying, we're going to take notes from the accused. So I'm not that wound up. And the story I was just talking about, if you ask Google, you type in, should you what? If you're in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the number one question is, should you break up with, should I? I'll own it. Should I break up with my boyfriend? And I thought, well, how does that work? So I did it. And according to those four questions on that one quiz, he's a pig. Bill in Greenfield. Hi, Bill.
I had no idea there were people like out there.
Like what? Wait a minute. Like what out there?
Just, should I? I mean, come on, common sense.
You're talking about people that are typing in, should you do this or should you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I break up with my boyfriend? Should I do this?
Yeah.
God, funny. It's logical.
You're applying logic, though, Bill.
What's that?
You're applying logic. That's the beauty of life. If everybody was logical, we'd all be Spock, and we're not all Spock.
True.
Yeah.
With the two fingers, peace. That's funny, though, really. I just wanted to say that you are really funny, man. You probably don't even realize it, but you are.
I mean, wait, I'm funny, but I don't realize it. That's nice.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean,
yeah. No, I don't take it in a bad way. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm not trying to be. I'm funny, ha-ha, I amuse you. Nah, it's nothing like that.
No.
Bill, listen, I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to give you some advice, and it's advice somebody gave me a long time ago, and it worked out really well. I'm going to be your Google search engine just for a second, okay? You don't got to ask me, should I? I'm going to tell you. Spend your life making a point of laughing once a day. And here's what's kind of a drag about that advice, Bill. Sometimes there's not anything really ha-ha funny to laugh about once a day. Sometimes things are so asinine and ridiculous, it might be a laugh that you come up with. The old saying, you laugh to keep from crying, right, Bill? Sometimes you gotta. But when you're asking Google, that's the part that scares me. It's not the government, and this is terrifyingly unfunny, Bill. But I'm going to goof on it because, like I said, whistling past the graveyard or laugh to keep from crying. We aren't going to be in a country that takes our freedoms away. We are in a country where we're handing them over. When we agree, click here to agree to the terms. We're handing all of that stuff over. We don't have to worry about fighting to lose our rights. We're clicking, I agree. We don't have to continue to somehow figure out better ways to interact with each other. Because right now, we're not doing that great a job about it, let's be honest. We're not going to figure out better ways to interact with each other and get away from the zero-sum game as long as we've got Google. Alexa, why does my life suck? Your life sucks because you're asking questions of a piece of Chinese plastic. Your life's garbage because you're not living it. You're worrying about living it. The old saying, while you're planning your life, you're living your life. That's true. But right now, we've got people that aren't even planning it. They're asking other things to plan it for them. Should I drink heavily? Dear God, if you have to ask, yes. Rear back. Commit to something. 866-CIA. I had committed to not yelling until after the first half of the show was over, and I missed it by 20 minutes. And I'll work on it, and we'll get back to you. Carl, that's funny, man. You're funny, ha-ha. Not funny, hmm. This text just came over, and I don't know what it means, but I'll read it because, you know, sure. Come on, mouth. Tell us all the great job the Dems have done for their voting base the last 3 years. Let us know what will happen in 2016. Dude, as far as what happened in 2016, search it. Go on Google. Dear Google, what happened in 2016? You missed that? The other stuff? Here, I had so much fun this week not paying attention. The saying, ignorance is bliss. Dude, I was a blissful son of a gun for about 4 days. You know what I paid attention to? I paid attention to the President's Cup, which last I checked, we were getting boat raced. The internationals were just tearing it up. What else did I pay attention to? Oh, food. Yeah. I spent about 5 days hitting a bunch of places that I only get a chance to hit about every 2 or 3 years. The politics is going to come up, but honestly, if I'm told ahead of time how the movie ends, I'm far less interested in the movie. If Alfred Hitchcock at the beginning came up and said, hey, at the end, the birds are just going to wipe everything out, I'm not watching the end. If the impeachment gets voted on and it goes to the next, which it did, and you have people like Mitch McConnell, who's technically in charge of all of it, and Lindsey Graham, I just want to know what's up with Lindsey. I just want to know what changed, bruh. It's okay. It's okay. Scooch closer, children. What changed? But when you have ostensibly the foreman of the jury going on television and saying they are going to coordinate with the defense of the accused before the trial starts, all right, the birds are going to tear everything up at the end. I'm not watching. Hey, Eddie, ask Google or Alexa, will Trump win in 2020? I don't own a Google, or I don't own an Alexa. And I damn won't. I got enough conversations going on in my head. I don't need any kind of machine to help me out with that. Now I'm curious. You know what? Hang on. I'm going to see what it says. Here, I'm going to try and guess what it's going to say before it says it. Ooh, he's a witch. What I suspect is when I type this in, it's going to come back with statistical analysis and poll numbers and that kind of thing. Will Trump win in 2020? Okay, you get the official site. You get stories. It's about, let's see. There's an article about from Salon. There's an article, but these are all opinion articles. How Trump wins in 2020 on the Axios website. Their opinion articles. Who wins 2020 presidential elections from Politico? And a lot of polls. But, well, here, Lewandowski predicts Trump will win. Okay. That notion of having anything in my house that can listen to me or videotape me is spine chilling. And the fact that people go and spend money to do that, that's far dumber in my mind than anybody that might go on Google and say, should I break up with my boyfriend? Far more disturbing. I haven't even gotten to the pardon of the guy that cut the woman's head off yet. Should I do that story? Google says, check back later. Oh, wait, that's Magic 8-Ball. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. I just got a text. And I'm going to ask if you would elaborate. I just got a text that came over that says KDKA sucks, .. censorship. All right. Do me a favor. Text me. What is it that's being censored? Because if there's something that is being perceived as being censored, I might blurt it out just out of spite. 866-391-1020 if you would like to text. What's being censored? I've never, ever, ever been told what to say or not say. I have been told certain words to not use. That hadn't happened in a while because I asked Google how to handle it. Google, how do I get my boss to shut up? Quit saying beep. Norm in Waynesburg. Hi, Norm. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, man.
Are there 7 words you're not allowed to say on the radio, my friend?
Well, there's more than that, actually. It's not yet. Well, not legally, but
yeah.
my deal has nothing to do with what rights I have to say what words. My deal is when I sign the contract, whatever they tell me to say, or excuse me, whatever they tell me they don't want me to say, that's on me. I can either go, okay, that's cool, or I cannot work here. It's a job employment issue. It's not a freedom of speech issue when you sign a contract.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's no relevance to the call.
Okay.
Did you ever get a chance to finish my letter?
No, which letter?
You wrote.
I think I did. Was it about the parks or something?
Doesn't matter. Let's go with the phone call here.
Okay.
No, not to be rude. Hey,
no.
You and your family personally, because I've sent a few cards to your friends at the radio and the TV network. I want to wish you a very nice Christmas.
Well, that's very nice.
A tribute to the radio station. I want you to know that.
They pay me to show up. I'm showing up, Norm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, I know it's an off-the-wall subject.
Okay.
But there's a little bit of a controversy going on now with the mayor and the city as far as all the different 150 parks that they have, and they want to do something about a park tax. Up in Pittsburgh, do you know anything about it?
I know nothing about it, but you know what? I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'll ask Google.
Well, I know it doesn't have... Excuse me. Go ahead.
I know... I'll ask Google, and we'll find out.
Let them talk, if you care to mention it to your employees, to your listeners, because I don't know whether it's going to have any bearing on anyone in the city confines paying a tax. And I'm not being rude. I already mentioned something to Mr. Peduto tonight and wished him a Christmas, so I'm not here to offend the man.
I got you.
But he is bound and determined to have a number of parks in the numbers that are exorbitant, and they want to be able to fix them up. So there you go.
All right. I'm going to look it up.
Google away and have a nice night, sir.
You too, brother. See you. That was nice. Some of it, I don't know, but that is all right. Think about it like this. If you have a conversation with somebody and the worst thing that you feel on that conversation is confusion, you're ahead of the game a little bit. And I do think that I read your letter, Norm, but it's been a little bit since I've done it. And on the subject of that, I'm so glad you brought that up. I've got, where's it at? I'm going to make sure. I mean, I want to tell 4 different stories about my Jewish friend, but use 4 different names. I've got cards. I get mail all the time. And, well, not all the time. It'll go in fits and starts. And I can always tell, you know, I said earlier, those words that sometimes people get upset about, I can always tell when I used one of those words, because I'll come in after about a week and there'll be letters. And we don't even get the Blue's Clues theme when we go into the mailroom, but there'll be letters in my mailbox. And I got a couple letters, and I want to say thank you, Martha. Thank you for your letter. I'm not going to read it. It's personal stuff. Wanted it read. You know, she'd have posted it. But Martha, I very much appreciate your letter. Francis, take it easy, Francis. Francis sent me a really cool Christmas card. Dear Eddie, may you believe in the joy the Christmas season brings. Francis, I do. I do believe in the joy Christmas brings. I also believe in the hell that returning gifts after Christmas when you try and go to the mall and get the right size because your friends don't pay attention to you. You got to take the good with the bad. And I got a really nice card here from Kathy. And Kathy, I haven't read it yet because, God love you, your handwriting's almost as bad as mine. Almost. But I salute Kathy because the stamp she used to send the card is one of the John Lennon stamps. And that's so, listen, I'm not making this up. It's really strange, but it's the God's honest truth. When you get, in this case, I got a letter. When I saw that it had a John Lennon stamp on it, the first thing I thought was, oh, all right, a hippie. And so I sniffed it. I thought maybe I'd get a little hint of patchouli or Otto's jacket. I didn't, but you sniff it. And I may imagine is what it's like. And the John Lennon stamp, I had a much, much more positive notion about opening this than I do with a lot of other ones. Now, one of the cards I got has a little picture of a squirrel. And you can never go wrong with a picture of a squirrel. I've said that many times. It's what I'm known for saying. 866-391-1020 if you would like to call. Eddie reads the text. We commend you as a group that tunes into your show. We thank you for playing fair. You actually read our texts, which are our thoughts on air. Thanks, Eddie. Well, yeah. And that's, I mean, yay, neat, I'm a wonderful person. That's not why I do it. I don't look at a text and go, okay, this text is ripping me a new one. I'm going to demonstrate my magnanimity. That's not why. The idea of sitting here and having people respond by saying, oh, you're so right. Nobody learns anything when they're told they're right all the time. And nobody learns anything if they only refuse to hear from people that think they are right all the time. And it's boring. Don't tell me I'm right. I already think that. Tell me why you think I'm wrong. That's much more interesting. Here's why it's more interesting. If you're willing to listen to someone tell you why they think you are wrong, one of two things happens. The first thing is their argument is gibberish and you're more comfortable thinking about being right. And yep, I'm right. I wasn't as sure before, but your argument that I'm wrong was such garbage that now I'm pretty sure. Or somebody saying you're wrong, it makes you reevaluate what you think. It makes you reassess and restructure your argument for saying whatever it is you're saying. Way, way more interesting. This text, it's a job, not a freedom of speech issue. Sounds like you sold your soul a long time ago. Okay, I tell you what. I only have 1 minute before I have to go to news, so I'm not going to get into it, but we're going to come back to that. And I'm going to explain it to you. The difference between free speech and working at a radio station and the fact that the two are literally unrelated. One has nothing to do with the other. Free speech means you can say stuff and not get arrested for it. Boo, the queen of refuse. All right, that was free speech. This has nothing to do with that. If I say something that is going to offend someone, well, they ain't going to arrest me. They're just going to, you know, fire me. Just like any other job. All right, I'll get into it deeper if you want, but Jesus, Murphy on a pogo stick, at least read up on the basics. I'm sure there's a bullet point demonstration somewhere for that. I think Rudy's got a 20-pager coming. KDKA Radio.